The two presidents already met each other at the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation in Beijing in May, as well as at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in June in Kazakhstan. Chen Yurong, senior researcher at the China Institute for International Studies, says the frequent high-level meetings between China and Russia play a key role in strengthening bilateral ties.
元首之间的这种频繁的高层的会晤
The frequent meetings between the heads of state are a sign of the close relationship between the two countries. The meetings directly promote bilateral ties. China and Russia have common interests in economic cooperation and strategic coordination in international affairs. The China-Russia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership they maintain acts as a model for big country relationships. Bilateral cooperation is based on mutual benefits for each other. The current China-Russia ties are the best they've ever been.
Following his two-day visit to Russia, President Xi Jinping will head to Germany to attend the G20 summit in Hamburg. Ren Zongzhe, Executive Vice President of China Institute for International Studies, says Xi Jinping's trip to Germany will not only increase ties with that country, but also help advance Chinese ties with Europe.
Europe is experiencing a key period, especially now that the UK is preparing to leave the EU. Europe has been going through a tough time politically and has also been hit with sovereign debt issues, as well as security and terrorism problems. In this context, we think Germany will want to strengthen cooperation with China. New policies from the US government also bring more uncertainties, which are going to prompt China and Germany to accelerate.Their strategic partnership.
In Germany, Xi Jinping will attend the opening of the Panda House at the Berlin Zoo with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. This is where a pair of giant pandas were recently delivered on a 15-year loan from China. Friday and Saturday will see the Chinese president attend the G20 summit in Hamburg, where he will deliver a speech which is expected to focus on global economic situation and international economic cooperation. Economist Chen Fengying says the Chinese president will likely use the speech to try to bolster China's support and leadership for a unified global economy.
President Xi always emphasizes that building an open world economy is a key priority rather than taking a line of protectionism. He will likely focus on integration of the global economy through technology, particularly through the internet. He will also emphasize China's Belt and Road Initiative as a good platform for connectivity, suggesting that an open world economy is the best way to maximize its benefit.And ensure a fair and just investment environment.
It is expected that the Chinese president will also issue an open call for the implementation of commitments made during last year's G20 summit in the Chinese city of Hangzhou. For CRI, this is Fei Fei.